Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Oklahoma Natural Gas safely and reliably delivers natural gas to our customers. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames, so we perform employee and contractor training, maintenance, and inspections for leaks and damage to our pipelines. Take the Safe Digging Pledge today at BeADigHeroOklahoma.com and call 811 48 hours before you dig, excluding date of notification, weekends, and holidays. Dialing 811 is free, easy, and important. If you smell rotten eggs, hear a hissing sound, see dirt blowing or water bubbling, or see any unusual activity or suspicious excavation, leave the area immediately and call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. To report a damaged pipeline, leave the area immediately and call 911 and us at 800-458-4251 and 811. Be a dig hero. Visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com to learn more.
Second week for crop progress numbers, and still primarily just giving us some early indications of some corn planting, cotton planting in southern sections of the country. We've got the winter wheat crop, a hard red winter wheat crop is where we really have got some numbers to give us an idea of where we are. And the crop is not doing very well at all here in the southern plains. In Oklahoma, the crop good to excellent. 20% of the crop now rated good to excellent. That's down 6 points from a week earlier. Up 6 points on the poor to very poor category to 46%. Poor to very poor. Kansas, 13% in good to excellent shape, down 3 points from a week ago. Up to 61% poor to very poor, up 4 points from last week. And Texas at 17% in good to excellent shape, down 1 point, unchanged from a week ago on the poor to very poor rating of 47%, according to USDA. Had the chance to catch up with the Vice President for Public Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Steve Thompson, at the end of this last week, just before Easter, and talking about where we are right now in the state legislative session. He believes it's got all the makings for a pretty good one for rural Oklahoma.
I feel really good about the way that our ideas have been received by the legislature, the way our ag group coalition has been working, and I think we're poised to have a really good session, but we're at that critical time period where there's still a lot of loose ends out there, and it could probably take a turn either direction, but I feel optimistic. All the ingredients are there for a very successful year.
Farm Bureau's Steve Thompson, CEO and President of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom, with us today talking about last week's report that showed pork exports up in February compared to a year ago. First two months looking pretty good. Beef exports actually improved just a little bit compared to a disastrous January set of numbers.
February was a little bit better month for beef exports. We were still down, but an improvement over January. We were down 3% at 105,000 tons. But Japan and Korea continue to be relatively solid on the volume side. We were up just slightly in both markets off of a pretty good month from a year ago. I do think that Japan and Korea are seeing the impacts of the strong U.S. dollar and the inflationary environment.
Dan Hallstrom, the Chief Executive Officer, President of U.S. Meat Export Federation, believing that beef can still make up some ground as the year wears on. On the calendar, it's Ag Day at the Oklahoma State Capitol all day long, including induction into the Oklahoma Ag Hall of Fame of Bob Howard from southwestern Oklahoma posthumously. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, April 13th, to be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. The video auction will start 8 a.m. Central Time. 42,590 head will be offered, 17,850 feeder steers, 4,600 feeder heifers, 6,300 weaned calves, and over 9,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's a check of your agricultural farm and ranch news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.